sat in my shed trawling through hard drives and archives and discovering all kinds of stuff. I'm not sure if it was 2003 or 4 that Anonymous kind of came into existence. I think it was 2003. I know around that time I was dabbling with internet forums and I'm playing around with editing HTML because there wasn't really any other way of building a website effectively that I could kind of get my head around. And I was one of the many politically disconcerted, discontented individuals. I was a member of a group in the early 2000s called the Progressive Podcast Network, and I had all kinds of other spin-off projects, but I've just discovered a bit of ever so slightly cheesy audio dating from, I don't know, the URL that I bought, fe4r.com, because I wanted it to say fear.com. I think I bought that in 2004. So this was obviously from then or afterwards, but if Anonymous were ever considering a brand in the early days, I think this would have fit quite nicely. It was from the time when, you know, I was completely hiding my identity online. I didn't want to be associated with anything that I was talking about due to basically not knowing how the internet worked and how responsible we could be held for our words, whether or not freedom of speech actually existed, and so on. So I created this jingle in anticipation for a podcast which never, ever aired. Hang in there. It is cheesy, but it's an interesting insight to where my head was in the early 2000s. Just got to find the play button.
Welcome to fear.com, F-E-4-R, free expression for revolution. And thank you for clicking on this podcast. Free expression for revolution. Things cannot be allowed to continue as they are. We have followed this road far enough to see where it leads. There used to be discovery. The world was in change. Possibilities and the unknown. But that game is up. Replaced by the predictable tomorrow as yesterday. An exercise in pointless claustrophobia. We see where this will end if it continues. And that is nowhere worth being. Purgatory. A perpetual state of being fucked or fucking. Without relief or feeling. The grimmest form of self-destruction, taken to its worst end. Destruction has its place, yet enough. We have seen and heard and felt enough to know. Time for a change. Time for courage. Time for words and thought and action. The revolution will be no such thing. It will be small or invisible. But it will happen if we move, if we stop this, if we awake. Free expression for our revolution, because things must not stay like this. Welcome to fear.com.
I actually repeated. I didn't do the cheesy bit at the end as well as at the beginning, but you can kind of see, I guess, where my head was. At that time, yeah, I don't know about the American accent or the kind of slowed down masking of my voice, but quite like fe4r.com. Not sure what it can stand for nowadays, because fear does look a bit in your face. Maybe it could be like free enchiladas for real or something like that. I'll have a think about it. Maybe resurrect fe4r.com.